United States President Barack Obama will hold a series of White House meetings today with corporate chief executives and labor leaders to garner support for immigration reform. The president and a bipartisan Senate working group of eight rolled out their proposals last week, aimed at the biggest U.S. immigration revamp in decades. The plan would give the country's 11 million illegal immigrants a clear process to achieve citizenship, including payment of fines, criminal background checks, and going to the back of the line behind legal applicants. The U.S.-based Conference of Major Superiors of Men said it appreciates the formulation of the bipartisan proposal. The Justice and Peace Director for the CMSM, Dr. Eli S. McCarthy, told me the proposals should give greater emphasis on those who are most in need.
We're definitely very excited about the energy for immigration reform, and there's a lot of good things in both the Senate and the President's proposals. In terms of priorities or the forefront of immigration reform, I think the key question is asking who is in most urgent need. I think this arises clearly from a gospel perspective. So with that kind of orientation, I think it would shift our policymaking a bit. Some of the things I think would take priority would be addressing the root causes of illegal immigration, so things like a lack of living wage jobs in countries of origin, trade policies such as NAFTA, fear of violence, and kind of the long wait that many folks have to be reunited with their families, sometimes five, up to even 20 years. So secondly, that kind of gets us into the focus on family reunification and dealing and trying to heal with people who are wounded from being away from their families for so long.
One aspect of the immigration debate in the United States is on border security, on how people get in. Of course, many illegal immigrants cross the border illegally. Others are overstaying visas and that kind of thing. What should be kept in mind when Americans are talking about border security?
Well, the conversation on border security occurs within the context of U.S. culture, as we might suspect. And one of our struggles in our culture is dealing with what we mean by security and how we try to go about ensuring that. So immigration is just another example where this kind of struggle shows up. So in the immigration arena, I guess, we again see a focus on a kind of retributive justice framework. And this is, for example, detention and deportation. And this kind of framework shows up in our schools where we focus on detentions and suspensions and expelling kids, and it shows up in the way we deal with conflicts around the world, from the Iraq War to the Afghan War to using drones, etc. So in the immigration debate, I think what we need to do is kind of use this as an opportunity to reimagine what border security means. Security primarily develops from building trust and cooperation and addressing basic human needs. So some of the provisions that require a certification of border security before enacting the path to citizenship is really just unjust to those who are in urgent need and should have priority. And at best, it ends up being a distraction from true lasting security when it's done in this retributive framework. And so my suggestion is that we reimagine it primarily in a restorative justice framework, which is very consistent with biblical values and Catholic social teaching. And this would focus more on what's the harm being done to relationships by this present situation of illegal immigration, and how do we heal those relationships? So it could be harm such as alienation from family, fear of violence, poverty, etc. And then thinking about justice as healing those harms primarily.
People are saying this is a moment, a unique moment, because after the election, the Hispanic vote proved very decisive. But we've heard that before. Even George W. Bush wanted to do immigration reform. There was talk in the Clinton administration, and now we have this now. Do you think that it will finally happen? Is now actually the moment that immigration reform can happen?
I think it's incredibly likely. I mean, a lot of our politics is driven by who will help ensure people maintain their political offices. And although money is probably the primary driver for that, the vote definitely has a key role. And it's just the reality now that people who are immigrants are a rising number in that vote. So, you know, even the folks who have been resisting this, you see them shifting in some pretty obvious ways, which indicates that it's likely they're going to do something that could be described as comprehensive, although it'll probably, you know, not do everything as we might expect, but I would be pretty hopeful that now is the time, as they say.